make sure this slice of heaven is as beautiful as possible. I appreciate you very much, State Senator Paul Davis, joining us today. Senator, yeah, thanks for coming. I suspect there's some local officials who are here. Thanks for being here. I like to remind local officials to make sure that you empty the garbage and fill the potholes. I had the honor of meeting Ray and Becky Davis at the airport. They're local citizens. The reason I bring up Ray and Becky is because they're the parents of three sons who are now wearing the uniform of the United States military. Sergeant Graham Davis, Marine Corps. Thank you, sir. Private First Class Stuart Davis, who is now in Afghanistan. Make sure, Graham, that you make sure you tell your brother Stuart and brother Bradley that the people not only applauded you, but they applauded them as well. I want to thank the Davis family for their steadfast support of working to secure this, of raising sons who are working hard to secure this country. These have been tough times for America. But we're doing the right thing. We're spreading freedom and peace so that our children can grow up in a peaceful world. What's interesting about this year's Earth Day is that it falls in the middle of National Volunteer Week. This week we honor the 64 million Americans who volunteer. And one of my responsibilities is to call people to a higher calling. If you're not volunteering, do so. It'll make somebody else's life better, including your own. But what makes this beautiful part of the world go is the 400 volunteers who work here. The 400 volunteers who are exercising their responsibility as citizens to make this beautiful part of the world even more beautiful and more meaningful. And so, first I want to thank all the volunteers who have taken time out of their life to make this such a special spot. Particularly, I want to thank Frank and Carol Heller. I met Frank and Carol at the airport when I landed here in Wales, in Sanford. And I gave them the President's Volunteer Service Award. I did so because of their strong commitment and work here, but I suspect they'll say they received the award on behalf of the other 398 people who make this such a special place. Thank you all for working hard here. And I saw firsthand why you like to come. It's 1,600 acres of salt marshes and beaches and forests and freshwater wetlands. The Wells Reserve is an example of how committed people come together to not only protect but to improve the environment. It's a good example of what I'm going to talk about here in a little bit. Community and corporate partners, along with the federal government, are working on the Drake's Island Marsh Restoration. Community and corporate partners. In other words, in order to make sure the restoration works, it requires more than just government. It requires a buy-in by community partners. It requires a buy-in by corporate America. See, corporate America has a responsibility to the communities in which they live. They got the responsibility to tell the truth when it comes to their balance sheets, and they got the responsibility to contribute to the quality of the communities in which they live. The Lot Home Farm, where so much environmental education and research takes place, is supported by a private trust. You support the private trust in Kennebunkport, don't you, Mom? So do I. Ray Bradbury? We've got Bradbury's Market. The guy who owns it has put together a land conservation trust in Kennebunkport. We're proud supporters of it. In other words, citizens can make a significant difference in improving the quality of the environment, just like those who have done so at the Land Home Farm. And at the Little Estuary, I saw the volunteers working on platforms that allow students and researchers to view the marsh, to understand the marsh, without harming the grasses or the shoreline. There are good people working together for this reserve, for the sake of wildlife, for the sake of understanding and knowledge, and for the sake of future generations of people who are fortunate enough to come here. The work you're doing, the work you're doing here to preserve wetlands is an important part of a national commitment. For many years, our nation has been working to prevent the net loss of wetlands. And there's a reason why. America's wetlands are the habitat for thousands of species of wildlife. Just hang out in these wetlands out here and you know what I'm talking about. Up to half of all North American bird species nest or feed in wetlands. About half of all threatened and endangered species use wetlands. There's some endangered species using the wetlands right here on this piece of property. Our wetlands help to trap pollution. What I bet a lot of people don't understand is the wetlands help to clean the water as well. They reduce the impact of floods. Wetlands stabilize shore areas. As well, wetlands provide recreational opportunities for guys like me who like to fish, and for people like my wife who like to watch birds. Wetlands have been called the nurseries of life, and their well-being is vital to the health of our environment. 3 decades ago, the United States was losing almost 500,000 acres of wetlands each year. Americans understood that couldn't be sustained, and so the nation began to take action. Every level of government, joined by landowners and conservationists, worked hard to turn the situation around. In other words, it took a collaborative effort of people who cared about the environment. Our government began to provide substantial financial incentives for landowners to return farmland to wetlands. Taxpayer dollars have been matched by states and localities and conservation groups. It's the classic public-private partnership for the good of the environment. Our national commitment to wetlands is showing good progress, really better than good progress when you think about the fact that we're losing 500,000 acres a year not so many years ago. According to figures announced today by the Department of Agriculture, we have greatly reduced the annual loss of wetlands, and that's a positive development. We're nearing a long-standing goal of actually restoring as many acres of wetlands that are lost. The figures show that on agricultural lands, we've seen some gains for the first time, which leads me to believe we can do a better job in the nation if we focus our attention. So today, I'm committing our government to a new policy. We will move beyond the no net loss of wetlands in America to having an overall increase of Americans' wetlands over the next 5 years. We can achieve this goal. It is a realistic goal. To do so, we will work to restore and to improve and to protect at least 3 million acres of wetlands over the next 5 years. First, we will restore at least 1 million acres of wetlands that do not exist today through expanded incentive and partnership measures such as the Department of Ag's Wetlands Reserve Program, and through the new grants under the Interior Department's North American Wetlands Conservation Act, which, by the way, was signed by your husband, my dad. Listen, there's a lot of things we can do through these programs. We can set streams back on their natural courses, allowing wetlands to return. We can provide incentives to our farmers.